Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, for the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Megan Winterstein, is here. She's Vice President of Marketing for ZenReach. Megan, tell us about ZenReach.
So ZenReach is a tech firm that's really focused on giving brick-and-mortar businesses better visibility into their in-store customers and helping drive foot traffic to your physical location.
So you guys did a little research, as I noticed, showing that foot traffic had picked up in the first quarter. That was good news.
Yeah, that's correct. We've seen almost a 47% increase from January through March in store visits to retailers, restaurants, that kind of thing. So I think it's really starting to reflect some of that consumer confidence and optimism that's starting to come back this year.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. And so that's very exciting, because this is one of the things that really broke my heart over the last year, Megan, was how much small businesses suffered while Amazon prospered big time. And there's something mightily wrong with that picture, in my opinion. And so I'm really hoping people, I hope it's not just a desire to, you know, to break out of the cave. You know what I mean? Get out and get some sunlight, move around. I hope it's not just that. I hope it's also that people are saying, you know what? I miss people. I want to go shake somebody's hand. I want to see my old friend who runs the store downtown. You know what I mean? I hope it's more of that too. What do you think?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I know I've done some of that myself, right? Like, as soon as I saw some of the restrictions lifted in my area, I was like, I've got to go to my local restaurants, like the
right
places that I frequent and I'm a regular, because that's really the heart and soul of the community. For
well,
sure.
it is who we are as beings, as sentient beings. We're face to face kind of species. So give us some marketing suggestions on how we can improve our lot in what I'm calling the post-pandemic era.
Yeah, so I think right now it's really important to pay attention to those cues around consumer traffic, because those will really help operators start to understand what they need to start shifting about their business, and more importantly, when, right? Like, when can you start expanding your business hours, maybe, you know, rehiring more staff, picking up marketing again. I think that those cues are all indicators that we're at least headed in the right direction for now. And in terms of reaching your customers, I mean, everyone's routine was shaken up in this pandemic. So I mm-hmm. think customers are going to be more open-minded to kind of trying new businesses, getting out of their comfort zone. It's a great time to start re-engaging new audiences as well as your lapsed customers.
Well, and that's a really good point I want to ask you about. One of the things that I've been spending a lot of time on the last 12 months has been in my column, my syndicated column in my show, is helping people understand that whatever you thought your customers' expectations were in February of 2020, those expectations are not going to be the same in 2021. And before you can market to them, don't you have to take their pulse a little bit? Don't you have to check with them? Don't you have to see what's on their mind? Not only what do they want to buy, but how do they want to buy it? Are they comfortable with masks? Are they comfortable without masks? You know what I mean? What do you think, Megan?
Yeah, no, I think you're dead right. And we've seen, there have been some studies done where we've seen, like, I think it was something like 60% of customers won't even consider going to a restaurant that doesn't have like a contactless payment solution or a
right
contactless menu solution, because there's still a lot of apprehension around this thing. Right. Even if consumer confidence
I don't want
is growing.
You to take my credit card and wander off with it. Who knows where it's going and who's going to touch it and then bring it back to me laden with who knows what, right?
That's right.
Never mind, that's too long. All right, so what else do you think we should be doing?
Well, I think to get back to your point, I think it's really about getting to know your customers. You know, like you said, they're not going to look the same as they did in February of last year. So whatever you can do to start collecting customer data, whether that's in an online perspective or in an in-store perspective, and that's really what our company helps you do.
Right.
That's what's going to be able to fuel your insights, your understanding, so that you know the best way to communicate with them and the most effective way to drive business results.
Well, that's exactly right. And one thing about it, folks, even your most ardent customer who loves you and who's been doing business with you for years, you can't take them for granted at all for whatever their new expectations are. And I just think that's a word that people need to get in their head, Megan. Last thoughts, expectations. What do you think?
For sure. I think, you know, I read something the other day about how, you know, you're one person going into the pandemic and you're a different person coming out the other side.
That's right.
I think that's true from a customer standpoint as well.
ZenReach.com. Hey, Megan, good job today. Will you come back?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Megan Winterstein, ladies and gentlemen, with Zen Research. I'm sorry, ZenReach. ZenReach.com is the website. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.